Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we were talking last hour, a whole show of nostalgia.
I love that.
It's that time of the year where you kind of go down memory lane anyway with the holidays. Be thankful for every person with you. You always hear the saddest thing when you hear about the empty seat at the table. Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. We were part of nostalgia. I had mentioned when we talked to, I believe Chris, it was on the phone with us. Remember when at midnight you would hear the national anthem, they'd have the flag, and then it would go to snow, usually until what, 6 or so in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock. And someone else said, remember at 11 o'clock, they would have this thing that said, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Remember that too.
Remember, it was like, do you know where your kids are?
I used to think like, is that a problem for a lot of people? But I always thought, because it was a missing children era of the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think it was just more like, hey, where are your kids?
Well, I think we were starting to, that was a time where some people, their kids might be out causing trouble.
I never thought of it like that, but it made a lot of sense. Like, hey, they're probably up to no good. Keep an eye.
Yeah. So
TV used to care.
they pretended to, right? Yeah. Nowadays, they'd say that 10 seconds we could get, X amount of dollars for.
Have you seen your children? Sponsored by Blank Eye Place.
Remember when there was one newscast in the evening? Oh, yeah. No, they might have one at 6 and then 11. I think there were two when I was very young. And then they started the morning stuff. And then they started adding half hours and half hours and half hours. Because the little secret, folks, is for local stations, that's where the money's made.
I'll tell you this. Also, when you start talking about TV news, Snedeker's, he's vintage in and of himself.
Sure.
Every market had their own sports guy who was a character.
Joe Zone.
Okay.
Big character here. Yes.
You know, let's go to the videotape was out of New York. And you also had your weather people, you know, who were like these characters. And he's like the only one I feel that's left. You know, I grew up watching Lloyd Lindsay Young. You remember
right,
him?
Right, right, right.
Oh, that was his thing.
And
was
I remember that.
Like, that's such a throw. Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
No. Well.
What has happened to us?
I don't know if that's not the case, because we have one in our market. I mean, Vince, when he was on, remember, Vince said it would be like this.
That's what I'm talking about.
The personality, yes.
It is a different, so different.
I'm curious as to how things might change in our market with this whole purchase possibility. Now, again, the way it is, the FCC doesn't allow you to pretty much own in a whole market, but it's believed that that may change. So do you have separate, because we do know when YOU and BRE, it used to be BRE, YOU, and WNEP, three separate stations. BRE and YOU merge. There's no doubt it absolutely led to job losses because they're together now.
Yeah.
And you don't need all those people. I would hate to see where, if they do, and if it is allowed, who's left, who's gone. I would hate to see that. I think competition is always better for the community, only because it makes each of them stay at the top of their game. If you know, I mean, I remember being a news reporter and the competition that we had with WARM, because they were the news leader, you know, and here I was at WILK, the excitement of scooping them on a story. Yeah. It was like, not that it happened very often. It took years for us to get there, but
yeah, that's really,
in the beginning, it would be like, yeah, here's something, you go cover. I had it first, and we would have tape rolling on them all the time because we'd go and we'd have it, and then we'd go, check back. Did they have it at the top of the hour? That's how we did things. It was a friendly rivalry. That was what made everybody better. We used to have a wall on our newsroom. If our mic flag made it into the newspaper, so
people could see a little picture.
So, yeah, because you'd see what, you know, if the DA was talking about a verdict or whatever, you'd have your mic flag in there and we would cut them up and we would put them on the wall. All I'm saying this for is because it makes things better. It keeps people at the top of their game when they know that they'll be held accountable. If somebody else is able to say, I did that and they didn't. I don't think it's ever good when you lose, especially when it comes to local news that breaks news or does independent reporting. We're not talking the, I listen to the scanner, there's a fire, I'm going to show up. That's pretty much what a lot of news places do, but that's not the proactive.
Right.
I heard there's a problem in such and such department. I'm going to go and do investigative reporting. And that's the kind of stuff that is good for the community. You feel like you have someone who's watching out for you because you can't always trust that the people you elect or the people that get hired into some of these positions are going to do the right thing. That's like saying, oh, businesses will self-regulate. There's a reason why we have regulations and government does watch certain things, because if left to their own devices, many of these places would go, what's the bottom line? How can we make money? Oh, who cares how many other people get hurt? That's just the way it goes. So I guess just talking about how things used to be.
Yeah.
And I'd go cover a story and there would be 15 reporters there. You see a story now, you'd probably have newspaper reporter, possibly two, and then WNEP and then BRE and YOU together. You'd be lucky if you had four people show up. It's a whole different world today than it was in the good old days, right? So I don't think it's good for us to not have competing journalists.
I mean, I think they're out there, but they don't have the platform behind them, the platform itself. Whether it's the TV station or the radio stations, it's a little different now.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it isn't different, because news departments are expensive.
Yeah,
they are expensive. It is expensive to hire people, because a reporter who is an investigator, it's very hard to say you're going to be an investigative reporter, but you also have to be our main reporter for everything else. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes an investigative report, it could take you weeks to have one or two reports with the information you've gathered. So it really does. It's changed things. I mean, now we have podcasters doing stuff as well and other things.
And you can't really underestimate some of these people, because sometimes it's about how you put it out there in the presentation versus the content itself. And I think you run into situations. Years ago, there was a guy when I was in California, he was a listener of my stupid Top 40 morning show. And he's like, yeah, I'm a journalist. And I was like, where? He's like, oh, I'm online. And I just kind of, we kept in touch a little bit. Next thing you know, I forget what story it was. He broke like some national story.
Uh-huh.
And it was legit. It wasn't like, and I'm like, wow, so you really can have a big platform. So, I mean, look, things have changed. People are, it's all settling out. I don't know what's going to happen, but you're right.
Right.
In an area like this, it really, things could slip through the cracks without someone keeping an eye on things.
Someone I think is a great reporter, and I've known him since my early days, you know, of reporting, and he was already seasoned then, Andy Mahalshik. He's with the I team, you know, WBRE. Yeah. I mention this because there's a story in the news And he has a special report. I guess he's doing it on his podcast, The Mahalshik Files. And there's a story on PAHomepage.com taking a look back at how a wife poisoned and killed husband. It's a weird, clunky headline. I don't think he wrote that. But anyway, it gets into the story of Joanne Curley, which in all my years of, you know, covering news, and I had started back in the mid to late 80s, this one is the one that is so horrific to me. I mean, all murders are horrible, but this one, the suffering and pain that her poor husband, Robert Curley, went through is just unimaginable. Reading that statement, you know, when she was arrested, the affidavit with all the details, is heartbreaking. And I mention this because there's a story here talking about it, because Andy Mahalshik has a podcast. Now you can go and listen to it, and I would encourage you to do so. But in this story, they got a quote, it looks like, from Peter Paul Olszewski, who was the Luzerne County District Attorney at the time. And he talks about the fact that we were able to take an unsolved cold case, the foremost forensic scientist involved in the case, and successfully arrest, prosecute, and convict her of third degree murder. That was terrific. That just bothered me. And it's always bothered me that they took a plea of third degree murder in that case. That was a premeditated, horrific torture and killing of a good man. And that should have been a first degree conviction, and that should have been a death penalty case. Isn't she out now? I know she's been up for parole a number of times. I believe that is horrific. So that was terrific. There's been a lot. I believe they would have been able to prove this thing in a court of law. I believe they would have gotten a jury to understand. They had the testing on and the levels and how they'd spike after she would show up in the hospital. He literally told a nurse, grabbed her arm and said, "My wife is trying to kill me." When I saw that, I'm like, that was one of the biggest miscarriages of justice I think I've ever seen. Third degree for a premeditated poisoning of a man. And it freaks me out to this day. I feel so sad for that man and his family and what they had to go through. But he does have a podcast, and I think it's called The Mahalshik Files.
Yeah.
So you can also listen to more if you look up the case. It's just really, really disturbing.
Yeah, we're not short on information in this, where there's a lot. If you have an interest in almost anything, you can find extensive amounts of
coverage. She was released in 2016, okay, by the way. Ugh. I think Carol Crane, reporter, if we talk about the great reporters of our time, I believe from the Citizen's Voice, Carol Crane may have been the one who really, really did a lot in that case as well to get movement on it. Now, during the football season, we're usually talking with EJ, who covers them, and he's traveling to cover, but he did leave us some information about what's coming up.
We got this, his full coverage here. He goes into great depth, starting with the big game in 1A.
All right.
Lackawanna Trail, our local team, taking on Line Mountain. Lackawanna Trail comes in at 11-1. They take on Line Mountain, who is 11-0. This game will be played Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I think the key to this game is Lackawanna Trail's running game. If Lackawanna Trail can get their running game going, it could be a tough time for Line Mountain. Look for Isaac Ryan to have a huge game.
And yeah, he was great. I was listening to that game last week, and he was unbelievable. That kid is really, really good. I expect that's going to happen just the way he's talking.
Where are we going next?
2A, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Our hometown Lakeland Chiefs at 11-1, taking on Lansdale Catholic at 10-2. I think the key for this game is the fact that Lakeland has a lot of offensive superpower. However, Lansdale Catholic is a really tough school. Their two losses are to some of the best in the state.
Yes. And next?
Our 3A matchup is tonight. It's Scranton Prep at 7-5, taking on 10-2 Mifflinburg. Scranton Prep pounded Wyoming area and Berwick to get this far in the playoffs. Keep an eye on Will McPartland, the do-it-all guy for Scranton Prep, especially on their offense. Both schools played very, very tough schedules. Both are cooking. It's going to be fireworks for sure.
And I love fireworks. Who doesn't love fireworks? Up next.
4A, the undefeated North Pocono Trojans taking on Bishop Shanahan tonight at 7 p.m. North Pocono, 12 straight wins. They are the only undefeated team to come out of Northeast PA. Cole West is the do-it-all guy, and I have a feeling he's going to continue to shine.
And I got a couple more here.
5A, 12-0, Hollidaysburg takes on our very own Delaware Valley at 7-5. I got a chance to see Delaware Valley in their first round of the district playoffs. McGarvey and Isolino run the offense absolutely flawlessly. And although Hollidaysburg is undefeated, I have every reason to believe that Delaware Valley is going to punch him in the mouth.
Well, there okay. you go.
And,
very, very descriptive.
Saving the big boys for last.
Finally, let's get into the biggest classification, 6A. Wilkes-Barre area comes in at 8-4. They play State College, who's 9-2. It's a Saturday afternoon game at 1 p.m. Wilkes-Barre won the 6A title last week, the first Wilkes-Barre area team to win in history. Jake Howe, their quarterback, previously passed the Wyoming Valley Conference touchdown record. Last week, he also broke the all-time passing yards record for the Wyoming Valley Conference as they beat Williamsport to advance to the state playoffs. Quarterback play from Jake Howe and key players for Wilkes-Barre such as Creech and Underwood lead me to believe that Wilkes-Barre is not out of this fight whatsoever.
All right, with six games, quick predictions. EJ Samuel, what do you got?
As far as my predictions go, I've got Lackawanna Trail, Lansdale Catholic, Scranton Prep, North Pocono, Hollidaysburg, and State College advancing in these six games.
All right. Now I know how to put
good
my
luck,
money.
Guys.
I mean, to enjoy. I don't want to bet on that. And yeah, there you go, EJ.
That's
thank
pretty
you.
Pretty awesome. Excited.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, we'll talk to you later. He's out covering this himself. Speaking of,
good
he
job,
mentioned
EJ.
State College playing one of those games.
Yeah.
We have Penn State taking on Michigan State, and that's 2 o'clock pregame, 3:30 kickoff. And that is going on tomorrow, Saturday.
If you go back to the beginning of the season, do you think anyone could have told you that we'd be going 7 in a row? Let's do this.
I know, right?
But it would be losses.
I know, right?
That's a possibility after this weekend.
I have a feeling they're going to come on with look, they played fantastically last week and only outplayed by that quarterback last week and their receivers who had some phenomenal catches as well for Indiana. I truly hope this is a turnaround for a team who really showed a lot of grit, I think, just considering what they've been through.
Yeah.
So let's hope so. Anyway, that is going on tomorrow. We are your Penn State station, so we have that game for you then.
I'll drink to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA, this is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz! The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. We have Lindo Sabatini with us. Good morning, Lindo.
Hi.
Happy
Hi.
Pilgrim Pizza.
Happy Pilgrims.
Yeah. Are the lines out the door?
We made a lot of pilgrim pizza in the last 2 days.
Are people lining up like they've discovered the new world? Not that crazy.
I got it.
Okay, no, I got it. Yeah.
Not like that.
It's going to get even busier as we get closer.
I think tonight and tomorrow night we'll make a lot of pilgrims.
A lot of pilgrims.
We're going to do our best to keep up with it, but we'll see what happens.
I just thought of something. I haven't talked about this. We had a brand new oven last year and something's wrong with it and we need to get a service call and we're having trouble setting it up. We may not be able to do Thanksgiving. I just thought of an idea that might be similar.
Pilgrim pizza.
There you go.
Got to buy it ahead of time.
Fine.
I'm not making it on Thanksgiving Day. I'll tell you that right now.
No, he's
well
not.
Then. Okay.
You're friends, but not that good of friends.
Yeah.
Are we friends? Awesome.
So I didn't even see the beer.
Did I say that?
No, Nancy did. Oh, okay. No, it's all good.
What do
it's
you
hoppy.
Think? Is a hoppy.
It's a little bitter.
A little hoppy.
Yeah, a little bitter.
It's a little hoppy.
A little too bitter for me.
Just on our comments, Jason. Ready? What style beer are we going to drink today?
I'm going to guess it's probably not like a seltzer.
No.
It's an IPA.
It's an IPA and NIPA.
Did you think that's what it was, by the way?
IPA, no,
for
but
years, I
still think IPA and NIPA sounds like it works.
Before
it also reminds me of the girl from Ipanema, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name is Kathy, I think. But that could be wrong.
It wasn't.
It wasn't? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick pause here for
the Ipa's coming, but.
No, Bill, back with beer news.
Beer news.
Good morning, everybody. It is Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
With your WIOK Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. This week, New Belgian Brewing is coming out with two different Voodoo Ranger beers. The first one will be called Voodoo Ranger Hop Dynasty IPA. That will hit 8.5% ABV. And the next one is called Voodoo Ranger Citrus Slayer. That will hit 9% ABV. These beers will both be packaged in 12-ounce cans. And I suspect there will be another Vote Voodoo contest where the drinkers get to vote on which beer that New Belgian should release. The brewery will be adding a beer called Idaho 7.0, an American whiskey barrel-aged imperial stout that is brewed in collaboration with the brewery at Eagle View. Stay tuned for release details on that beer. Finally, Revolution Brewing Company in Chicago is collaborating with Surly Brewing in Minneapolis, Minnesota on a Deep Woods series beer called Surly, S-U-R-L-I-E. A stout aged in bourbon and red wine barrels, and it will be packaged in 19.2-ounce cans. Stay tuned for ABV and release details on that beer. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
4.0 for all the latest details.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a hoppy beer. You drank a little, didn't you, Jason?
No, I did not.
Did you just smell it?
I sniffed it
to see if you were lying about the hoppiness. You weren't. I will taste it now.
He will taste it now.
No one cares about
it. Stop talking and taste it.
I will not be bossed around, but let me drink it.
Stop talking and drink it.
This is another hoppy beer that doesn't have a bite to it, though.
I see. It's too bitey for me.
No.
A little bit.
Stop talking. No, this is really good.
I don't think it's as bad as some that I've had, but it's a little biteier than I like.
It's almost like the IPAs that made people go, oh, whoa. They found a way to like put like a muffler. They put something over it to dampen the sound.
Yeah.
It's almost like they took the high, like that biting thing in the IPA and they found a way to kind of squish it down so it doesn't hurt. I don't know how they do it. This is consistently what I'm finding with IPAs.
I'm sitting here looking at my phone right now because I thought I knew this beer because I've had this beer numerous times.
Okay. Yeah.
And I thought it was an IPA.
Is it not an IPA?
It's not an IPA because it's got
Dogfish Head is calling this a cream ale on their website.
Really?
And they're calling it a pale ale on the can.
Hmm.
And we're calling it an IPA on the radio.
I call it Pennsylvania Tuxedo is the name of the beer. All right.
Oh.
So I've always thought it was.
So
like,
we're not IPAs. From NEPA.
It's similar. I mean, whatever they want to name it.
Yeah,
as far
they?
As the style.
Cream ale.
It's kind of in the IPA pale ale world. It's this was a. I mean, they don't, and they also don't have this word anywhere on their can this year. But it used to be a collaboration with Woolrich. So it was originally a collab with Woolrich. Now they don't have Woolrich on the name on the can anymore. But it's the Pennsylvania Tuxedo is the red and black. You know what it is? The red and black hunter's suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the 1800s, 1900s, all the hunters in Pennsylvania were wearing red and black before they.
I didn't know that.
Before they had to go orange. So that you see the on the can.
I see that. It's like a buffalo plaid.
So that was
checkerboard.
That was called that's what the Pennsylvania Tuxedo used to be. Because you would come up north or wherever you were from and you would see all the hunters in the woods, they were all wearing that.
Interesting.
So, let me see that can. Can I please?
So Dogfish Head went ahead with them and made this beer for them. I mean,
nice.
Now a lot of Woolrich probably isn't made in Pennsylvania anymore, but all Woolrich clothing was originally from Woolrich, Pennsylvania.
I did not even know this. I've learned something new while drinking a beer.
I am so happy you said clothing because this time I'm going, I feel like Woolrich sounds like a clothing to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never heard of the brewery Woolrich, but it's a clothing.
It's the clothing.
Okay. Woolrich is higher end, like a very good.
It's the only thing I wear.
I had a very close friend of mine who, He's not with us anymore, but he made a lot of money by finding Woolrich clothing in all these different thrift stores and whatever.
Sure,
he would buy them and sell them and flip it on eBay.
Oh yeah.
And people from other areas would pay, I mean, ridiculous money.
It's like Americana almost. It's not like when we say high end, we're not thinking like, you know, Trump the way he's redesigning the White House. We're talking more just like almost cozy farmhouse kind of, but expensive.
But the regular person wasn't shelling out the money for Woolrich. You had to be like the richer guy.
Sure.
The weekend warrior going in the woods would put on it.
They have really, really cozy blankets and things too. Yeah. Yes.
So he was taking advantage of people from outside of the area's nostalgia for what we just took for granted.
I wouldn't say he was taking advantage of them. He was supplying
giving them an opportunity.
Yeah. Yes. Stuff that they would never find in their thrift store, but you're in the Northeast, you're finding this stuff.
Cigarettes in prison. There's a hot commodity. You pay a lot, I assume.
Sure. Whatever you're saying.
What? I'm just saying.
But I can't get it.
So, I guess it's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
So you like this?
You like the beer?
I really do like this. And this, I was sure this was another IPA that just didn't have that, like, that, we'll call it like a hurtful bite.
No.
No, not at all.
It's not. It doesn't have that at all. But
it's too bitter to me.
I'm going to give you a word that you're probably not thinking of, and that word is piney.
Piney. No, see, I definitely wasn't thinking of that.
It is piney.
So this is done, you know, with spruce tips. So you're supposed to get a little bit of that piney, woodsy flavor, and that's where they were going with it. And it is there. You do get a little bit of that pininess from the hops, and it's nice. I think it's good. It's not strong. It's 5.5.
That's so weird that you said that, because
were you getting ready to say, wow, this is strong?
No, I wasn't going to say piney at all, but like, it's going to sound weird. When I was a kid, we had these pine trees at a park, and they put these little sticky sap covered pine cones, and we'd always think it's like syrup, and we'd taste them.
And you ate pine cones as a kid?
We didn't eat them. I taste them, you know?
Nancy, you ever eat pine cones as a kid?
Didn't say never. We ate them, but they left a bitter, kind of slightly bitter taste in your mouth, and it tastes just like that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, it brings me back to the days when I didn't have real snacks, apparently. I like this. This is really good beer.
Can you do me a favor? I want you to find me one of those pine cones and bring it in so I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea. They were just like tiny little pine cones about the size of a Cadbury cream egg.
Okay.
And
I see them sometimes on garland at the holidays.
You taste them. They're not good.
I'm going to don't chew on them. I don't think that's good for you.
Never chewed.
Just tasted the little bit of sap.
I'm just saying, you mentioned piney. That immediately was what popped into my head. Like, oh my God, this brings me back. Very subtle.
I haven't had this beer in a few years. It's better than I remembered. I like it.
I just downed my, I finished my whole beer. That never happens.
When would we think that you were going to finish a hoppy beer?
Right.
Quick.
Nice. When?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't happen. I've grown. My palate has gone from kid who eats trees to
having a beer that's a little hoppy.
This is really good. This is Pennsylvania Tuxedo, right?
This is Dogfish Head Brewery, and it's Pennsylvania Tuxedo, and you can get it at Sabatini's along with the Pilgrim Pizza. Good stuff. All right. It is the Friday Delicious. Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. Going to check in with Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist, and a look at our forecast.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. All right, so here we go. Nancy, Jason, listen up. It is now mid-November, which means fall is almost over. Fall is September, October, and November, which means we are now 5/6 of the way through the fall season. Yeah, in just 2 weeks, winter begins December 1st. But here's the deal. So far, September was 1 degree above average, but October and now November has been below average by about 1-2 degrees. So come on, no one wants a below average temperature fall, and that's how it's going to stay. So today, below average temperatures, hanging out into the 40s, but kind of cloudy today. Peeps of sun, going to feel nice. Not too much going on except a flurry up north. Overnight tonight, quiet. Tomorrow, get your stuff done early. It's going to be partly sunny to cloudy. High temperatures tomorrow could reach 50, which is still kind of normal if we do get to 50, but there will be rain moving in the late afternoon and evening tomorrow. That rain will continue into Saturday night, and then Sunday and Monday, it turns colder again. Sunday in the 40s, wind picks up, a few sprinkles, a flurry late in the day, and then Monday and Tuesday, cloud, sun, flurries, and temperatures only near 40 degrees, below average temperatures. But the second half of November, you heard it here first, will be above average for the next 2 weeks. Overall, warmer air is coming our way. It's something to get excited about. And make it a good weekend. It's up to you.
Thank you, Joe. All right. Look, artificial intelligence. I'm looking at some of the stories here online. And one of them is the drop in the stock market. Don't know if you saw that yesterday. It's been doing gangbusters lately. But the world shares seem to have taken a hit. And when I was looking into it, I'm like, so what's going on? And I always like to know what's happening.
Right.
Headlines talking about worries over artificial intelligence and interest rates. So on Thursday, the U.S. stock market tumbled to one of its worst days since its springtime sell-off. Doubts over whether interest rate cuts that Wall Street has been banking on will actually happen have also dimmed investor sentiment. What about artificial intelligence? They talked about NVIDIA, the heaviest weight on the market. The chip company fell 3.6%. Other stocks swept up in the artificial intelligence frenzy also struggled. They go into that. Questions have been rising about how much higher AI darlings can go following their already spectacular gains. And they talk about Palantir. It's gained nearly 174% for the year. So, I wondered, because I have seen, and I think it was Matt Walsh who has a show, and he used to be on the air with us.
Yep.
And he posted something that I saw people who are more left-leaning saying, this is wild. I am agreeing with, people on the right who are very concerned about artificial intelligence. So he said, folks, we need to think about this. And he's not the only one. We've heard other people say this before. But he said, it's time to deal with AI. And he is very concerned about job eliminations. He's talking about it will, entirely remove humans from work, which will lead to a huge unemployment shift. When you're talking about, right. I think I saw him, was it 25 million jobs? I don't know if you have it in front of you. He posted it up on Twitter. And he just said, and Elon Musk responded to it as well. But there are people who are saying this is something we really need to be more concerned about. I ask only because we're not going to have any answers. It's almost the end of the show. Yep. And even if we had a week, we wouldn't have any answers. But I've been thinking very hard about this. Should we stop some of the things, some of the jobs? Is there a way to say you can't eliminate jobs to companies when they say we can save money? But what do you do if you allow something that could harm the economy so bad, where people will not have jobs, where the economy will hit the toilet, all because you want to give companies more money and people more money? I don't know what you do. They're like, should we do something? What would we do? The other thing people have been warning about is not only does it lead to job elimination, the destruction of any kind of artistic or creative endeavors, the erosion of education of people's brains if they no longer have to do any kind of computing or thinking on their own.
That is a real, real thing.
It's very concerning.
It is. It's interesting, too, because right now, let's go back 2 years. 2 years ago, you go for a job interview and it's you versus other candidates. Are you the better candidate? And if you're not the better candidate, you have more upside. And with AI, there's always a better candidate because AI knows everything.
Right. So
here's the fatal flaw with AI is that it isn't flawless and it's not smart enough to know when it's screwing up. So that you're going to see more and more situations over the next 5-10 years of big companies who make these switches, realizing, we have a major problem that a human would have never done.
Mm-hmm.
And we trusted our system too much. It worked great every day for 3 years. And all of a sudden it put some information or something out there that screwed everything up.
Right.
And then people have to rethink it.
But yeah. The post from Matt Walsh, she said AI is going to wipe out at least 25 million jobs in the next 5 to 10 years, probably much more. It'll destroy every creative field. It will make it impossible to discern reality from fiction. It will absolutely obliterate what's left of the education system. Kids will go through 12 years of grade school and learn absolutely nothing because AI will do it all for them. We have already seen the last truly literate generation. It's all coming fast. There is time to prevent some of the worst outcomes or at least put them off. But our leaders aren't doing a single thing about any of this. None of them are taking it seriously. We are sleepwalking into a dystopia that any rational person can see from miles away. And this is something that is now really gained traction where other people are all saying the same thing. They're all putting out the same warnings. Are you folks concerned about this? This is something very interesting. Maybe I'm going to try to get some people on, experts in this to talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Before we get to our birthdays, I just want to mention, wow, like times are so different now. On this date in 1851, Herman Melville's novel, Moby Dick, was published in the United States. That's one that I think almost every high school literature student has to read at some point. Really just one of the greats, right? On this date in 1883, Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island is first published. And in 1908, Albert Einstein presented his quantum theory of light. Big things in the world.
I never stopped talking about it. Oh, here comes Al.
Big things in the world, right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
All right, it is 8:58. We do have to play a little game, and when I say little, it's pretty little today. There's not a lot of birthdays.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All righty, here we go. Celebrating on this November the 14th, Prince Charles has a birthday.
I was about to say, he passed away a few years ago.
What?
Then you said Charles. Prince Charles.
What did you think? Prince. God.
Prince Charles is probably like 72.
He is 77.
Yeah.
There you go. Condoleezza Rice.
70.
She is 71.
Boom!
Good for you. Kurt Schilling. Is he, like, he's into politics now, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and he, you know, he's got his place.
He's on the right, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Schilling, let's see, he's 60.
He's 59. Good for you.
Only this was a
Look,
job.
I'm going to put this on here. I don't know his age, but I do believe today is John Webster's birthday. Used to be
42. He retired at a young age, and now you're stuck with me.
If it's your birthday today, happy birthday on this November the 14th. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.